Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey is continuing to move toward the Texas coast. You can see the eye here in the visible satellite imagery. In the radar image, you can see the eye is making steady progress, moving northwest at about 10 miles per hour. Right now, Harvey's located about 115 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. Given the motion that Harvey's moving on now, we expect the system to be approaching the coast later today and tonight and will make landfall along the coast within the hurricane warning area sometime late tonight or early Friday. But as you can see in the this image that's showing the current wind field, the tropical storm force winds here in the orange are already beginning to move on shore within that hurricane warning area. And that means that your time to prepare and get ready for the storm is almost up. As these outer rain bands move on shore, they're going to contain gusts to tropical storm force winds and then eventually sustain tropical storm force winds. It's going to make any further preparations for the storm very difficult. In addition to the life-threatening hazard from the winds near the core of the storm, which we expect to be a major hurricane at landfall, we're also expecting a potentially life-threatening storm surge along much of the Texas coast from north of Brownsville all the way up to the Galveston Island and the Bolivar Peninsula. But in this area, from south of Corpus Christi to near Sargent, Texas, we're expecting 6 to 12 feet of storm surge inundation as Harvey's center crosses the coast tonight. Keep in mind that 6 feet, I'm 6 feet tall, that's 6 feet of water up to my head, or twice that height in water, in the roads or in buildings right along the coast in this particular area. Given Harvey's slow motion, we're going to have elevated storm surge levels for days within this region. Finally, Harvey is expected to stall out and move very slowly along the coast of southeast Texas during the next 5 days, all the way into the middle portions of next week, and that's going to lead to our third life-threatening hazard, which is catastrophic heavy rainfall. We can see 15 to 25 inches of rain over a wide area, including Corpus Christi, the greater Houston area, and then eventually moving into southwestern Louisiana. We could see isolated amounts in this area as high as 35 inches of rain. That's almost 3 feet of rain over the next several days, which again is going to cause catastrophic and life-threatening flooding in these areas. So again, just a reminder, your preparations should be done. If you've been asked to evacuate, especially in the storm surge warning area, please do so now. Your time is running out. Please stay tuned for more updates on Harvey. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey.